אתם ניצובים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם. דחידו writes that אתם ניצובים היום is actually ניצובים היום כולכם is Rosh Hatavis Hinoch, Hey Nun and Endachof. ניצובים היום כולכם. So he says, we know there's a gematria called Atbach. In the system of the gematria Atbach, Aleph is matched with Tes, Beis with Ches, Gimel with Zion, Vechule. The point is that you always pick a match that adds up to 10. Similarly, from Yud through to Kuf, Yud goes with Tzadi, Chof goes with Pei, always adding up to 100. And the same with the letters Kuf, Rei, Shin, Tov, which we know goes to 400, but then the Oisi, Ois, Mansepach continue to be 500, 600, Vechule, till 1,000, till 900. An end of Tzadi is 900. And finally you get to an Aleph. Aleph and Aleph is the same. But the letters Hey, Nun, and Endachof don't have partners in the gematria of Atbach. Because Hey matches up with its own Hey. Nun matches up with its own Nun to add up to 100, and Endachof is 500. So Hinoch Yofer Ayosi, Hinoch Yofer Doidi, the Pesukim say in Shir HaShirim, Hinoch represents the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Klal Yisrael stands alone, the Rabbeinu Shalom stands alone. And the emes is that Klal Yisrael is Elef, because there's six Nakudas under the Elef, two Segals, that stands for the 600,000, as opposed to Aleph, the one Rabbeinu Shalom, the Nakudas is a Patach and a Tzeri, which is 26, two Dats and a two Yuds and a Vav. So Aleph with Elef is the Rabbeinu Shalom with Klal Yisrael. But the letters that don't have a partner is Hey, Nun, and Chof. Zok Techido, that's why it's saying Nitzavim Ayon Kulchem, because in Parshas Nitzavim is in the time when we're coming right before Rosh Hashanah, a person is supposed to be mechazik, the relationship between himself and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the emes is, they talk all the Bali Musar about how you don't have to make big Kabbalahs, it's enough small Kabbalahs. But the Iker is in which direction you're going. You could be going slowly, but you're moving in the right direction. If you're going in the wrong direction, like the famous mushel that everyone knows, the stomach's from the Dugna Magid, but it was changed over already now that there's cars, but you hired someone to drive you to Be'er Sheva, and he's driving towards the north, and you start being more aware that he's going in the wrong direction, and he keeps on saying, I'm sorry, and continues driving. It doesn't work like that. You have to make sure you know you're going in the right direction. That's the Aleph of the Arbet over here. Now the Pasuk says, Ten l'shoynis, Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem, Tapchem, against the Rishima, ten Madregas, 10 kinds of people. The Nesiv Shalom writes that it's not only 10 kinds of people, every person Gufa can have 10 Madregas, 10 levels where he's holding. And the Iker is that a person has to know to try to strive to be, if he's holding in Tapchem, he should have Sheifas to maybe holding a little bit further, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem. Every person in his level, and also in comparison to other people, to try to shtai, every person in his madrega. Loi harei on the ila of one person to a mincha of a different person in the middle of Shvat. You know, some people's mincha in Shvat look better than someone else's in the ila. It all depends. And in these levels over here, a person has to try to strive to bite sich in the madregas. I still brought down in a sefer, you know, we don't say Shabbos Mevorchim. We don't say Shabbos Mevorchim before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The essence of this would be Shabbos Mevorchim. There are many pshatim. One pshat is because it says Bakesel Yoyim Chageinu, Rosh Hashanah is hidden. The Chodesh is Meskaso. We don't want the Satan to come be Mekatreg, so we don't want to say anything about Mevorchim HaChodesh. The truth is in the Tefillah that we say after Tashlich, which Tashlich, the Iker Tefillah, is the Psukim that are representing the Yud Gimel Midas. That's the Iker of the Tefillah. But then afterwards there's a whole Nusach HaYihirotz and a whole Arichas of Kama pages, and in that Nusach we also, among many things, say the Nusach Taka of Shabbos Mevorchim. We say it right after Rosh Hashanah. But we don't want to say Shabbos Mevorchim beforehand. But I heard once a pshat, because Shabbos Mevorchim is the pshat as you want to take the previous Shabbos' Kedusha before the new month and bring it into the new month. But by Rosh Hashanah it's Nishtazai, by Rosh Hashanah it's a totally clean slate. Hayoyim Haras Oilam, it's in Gansen starting. It's not Mischaber back to the Shabbos before. It's a new Cheshbon. But another Nusach I saw, Keseder, every week, every month, Klal Yisrael is Mevorech the Chodesh. But before Rosh Hashanah, when it's Taka Hayoyim Haras Oilam, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives the Bracha. And the bracha that he gives, it always comes out, is Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. That's the bracha that's given taki before Rosh Hashanah. So there must be an inyan over here of Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. The Matan Moshe brings that Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim is Gematria Lamoid Lislichas. A remez, the Menegashna, that we start Slichas Berech in that time. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Now, Rashi and Atem Nitzavim, and I think we're going to tie this in Mamish Tenyon of the Yoyma, Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says, Lefisha Shomu Yisrael Meyu Klolos Chosar Shtayim Chutz Mimem Tes Shebetaris Koyin, and the Yidden heard so many Klolos of the Toichacha Hoyriku Pineyem Va'omru Mi Yuchal Lameid Be'elu. Who's going to be able to withstand so much Klolos? They saw, they heard the Toichacha of the previous parasha Hoyriku Pineyem Hischel Moshe Lefaisem. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to calm them down. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Har Behech Astem Lamokoyim V'loy Esrem Kliya Hare Atem Kayomim Lefonav. Don't worry. Interesting to Rashi. The Yidden are very deshrokin from the klola of the Toichacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mefayis them, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. So it's taka a spiel. There was a Toichacha. It's an Eretz Tzach. And Moshe Rabbeinu is mefayis them. It's a Zayin Beseder. That's the attitude, taka. It's going to be fine. It's a shrek. Boss is poshup shan on the Rashi that mitzarecha this taka toichacha mitzad sheni Moshe Rabbeinu was mefaisa. It's a groisa shtel and it needs a pirush. Of a meduksech, we can be makdim that lechayre. This is mamish the same nidden of exactly what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The emes, it's a very confusing day. It's murkav. It's more than one facet to Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, it's Yoyim Adin, Pachad, Moves, Kepshutoi. We know there's a Machlokes Rishonim in the end of Rosh Hashanah. If you must eat a Suda on Rosh Hashanah because it's a Chag, or you're allowed to fast. Machlokes Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rishonim in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Yadua, that the Shagas Aryeh, Simin Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel, and Arichas in the Shagas Aryeh, to go see over there, he goes through the different Shittas. Most of Klal Yisrael is knowing not to fast. It's a machloikis, like some Hashem you're not allowed to, like others Hashem you're allowed to. It is even an inyan too, because it's Yoyim Adin. On the other hand, Avada, it's a Yoyim Simcha, it's a Chag, Loiv Shem Bigdei Chag, Oichlem Oichlei Chag, and Klal Yisrael is Batuach, Shiyas Lehem Neis, everything is going to be good, Loiv Shem Begodim Levonim, Usmeichim. So, what is Rosh Hashanah? It's this stira is l'chayra the same shtel that we're asking Pshat and the Rashi over here. So actually we could try to approach a few different eifanim. What's the inyan over here of the pius of Atem Nitzavim after a Teichacha, and what Rosh Hashanah is all about? The Erech Tzach is that you have to know. Rebbe Lapian goes with this mahalach. What's the piece of Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim? Ayis taka toichacha. The pshat is, it all depends if you take it seriously. The lashon of Rashi was, lefi sheshomu Yisroel mei klolos hoyriku pineyem. They turned green. They hamu gevorin deshrokin. Amru mi yuchal amin be'elu. They taka got the message. They turned green. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if that's so, Hischel Moshe Lefaisem Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. And the emes, this pshat, is mefurish in the pasuk. After it says Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, what does the pasuk say? Pen yesh bochem ish oy isha oy mishpoch oy shevet asher levo v'ypoyne hayoyim. And he says, ki b'shriris libi eilech leman tzfois haravis atzmeyo. He doesn't take it seriously. So then the pasuk says, it's pshat of rebellion. It's mamash the pasuk. Then lo yoy b'Hashem sloyach loy ki oz yeshan af Hashem v'kenosei b'shehu v'rov tzavoy kol ha'olah haksuva b'sefer hazeh. Then Parshas Kisavi comes back. If you took it seriously and you got the message, then it's one thing. If you say b'shrivas libi eilech, then it's an andiramaisi. L'choyr that itself is a gevaldik of their hair and a choshev yisoid and a rakud over here in the sugya. If it's hayriku pneim, then Moshe Rabbeinu can tell you hischil lefaisom. Aber it needs Ernst the Hayriku Pineyim. If it's Kibashriris Libi Eilech, then Lo Yoy Vashem Sloyach Loy. And L'chayr, it's not even black and white, this Indian. Madregas, Madregas Yesh. In this Inyan Gufa, we said before, there's 10 Madregas. Rasheichem, Shekdeichem, Zegneichem. Everyone, Kefid the Dagger is holding. Kefid the Hayriku Pineyem, and Be'em is saying, Be'yuchalamid Be'ele, comes that Hischel Moshe Lefaisam. And the same thing works with Rosh Hashanah. A Grois Achelik of the Tzugag is to go through it with an Ernst. The Pasuk says, Hinini nishpoit oischa al omram loicha tasi. The Abishah says, I'm coming to be shoyt with you. Be'ikr the pain is on the fact that you said loicha tasi. The Rezachayim that everything is good and you talk of a Seder. That's the punishment. Meilan daveris, you'll do tshuva. Lohibit oven biyakir. Lohibit oven biyakir. The Abishah will back. Aber, you're going loicha tasi. Hinini nishpoit oischa al omram loicha tasi. To take an Ernst. That's avada, an Ernst in a kuda. Another Nakuda is avada to go to with Torah. And we could go maybe through the Mahalchim, through the words in the Pasuk. Atem is Torah. Atem is Rosh HaTevis Anoichi of the Aseres HaDibris. The Tof is Tono Heichakoi, the first words of Gemara. And Mem is the Me'emesai of the beginning of Mishnayis. Teresh HaBeksav, Teresh HaMopet. Atem Nitzovim, Bayis Yatzvu Tachte Sahar. That's avada, another Nakuda with Torah. In the Schus of Torah. Now it says, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim. Hayoim, in Zoyar state, on other Pesukim where it says Hayoim, that Hayoim is Meramez on Rosh Hashanah Tak. Hayoim is Meramez, a lot of times when it says Hayoim, it's Meramez Tak on Rosh Hashanah. So if you take it seriously, and Atem is Rosh Tevis, Even Mikir Tizak. If even the Even, Lev Even of a person starts sittering, then he knows he's unable to be Nitzovim, Hayoim, on Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem, the Pasuk continues. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Another Choshev Yisoid. There's a big difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. Schus HaRabim is different than a Yochid. Be'emes it's Meduik in the Tor, when the Tor says in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and he's describing the Nidnif, you're supposed to fast, or it's a Yomtif, his Lashin is, and the Medaikit, Abu Yisrael Loifshim Levonim Va'oichlim V'shoisim Usmeichim Rosh Hashanah V'fishi Yoidim Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lohem Neis. Talks to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael knows and is sameach that it's Yaseh Lohem Neis. The Yochid has to tzitter. The Yochid has to be scared. There's a difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. And therefore, there's a Gevaldika Eitza in the Aseres Tmei Tshuva if a person is Oisik B'tzorchei Tzibur. But this person is always supposed to be Oisik and Chesed. Nishtaf Cheshbin V'lernen. Also with the Cheshbin, aber a Bezundere Inyan of Asiyas Chesed in Aseres Tmei Tshuva, it's a Schus, it's an Eitza to be Zoichel Yom Adin. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, as his Zayda, the Alter Nevardik, used to say, Beinanim Tluyim Vo'imdim. We know during Aseres Tmei Tshuva is Beinanim Tluyim Vo'imdim. So the Alter Nevardik would say, Beinanim, you think it's Nishkevelach, they have a few more days. No, it's Tluyim Vo'imdim. He's already hanging. He's already hanging. They didn't push him off the chair, but he's already hanging. Beinanim Tluyim Vo'imdim. It's a Shrek. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz added, he says, yeah, but even a Ganef, was his Afin Tfisa, that he's on the Tli already. If they need him for Tzorchei Rabin, they'll take him off. The king will decide, the Sar will be Moichel, and they need him. I'm medarfdim vet menarapnemen from Tliya. The Beinan is Tliya and Boimdim, of medarfdim vet menarapnemen from Tliya. To be shaykh to a Tzibur. So it's a schus, first of all, because the Rabbi Yisland works a cheshman like that. It says, it's a pasuk in Parshas Azinu, Kael emuna ve'ein ovel. An interesting lashon of a pasuk. The Eibishter is emuna that he does things ben amonis, unachamayel ve'ein ovel. He doesn't do avlis. Of course he doesn't do avlis. That's Kael emuna ve'ein ovel. Zokter Beli Lapyan, the Ein Oval is the Pshat, the Abishta makes Cheshboinus. The embassy goes with Emuna glat. Oh, but then you have a Cheshbin, a certain person did a Chesed, and other people are tolling him. The Emes Alpidim Kumtan Takan Oinish. But if he's going to be an Enish, it's going to affect other people also, and they don't deserve it. And the Abishta is the Ein Oval. He's also going to gain. Whatever the Cheshboinus are, it will go with Nimishar Zadin on him because of the Schus of the other people that are tolling him. So brought down, Sibor is the same gematria as Rachamim. And it's the same gematria as Loihibit Oven Biyakov. 298, all three of those things. Because if a person's Isaac with Sarfit Tzibur, he's Zoichet to Rachamim, and then Taka Loihibit Oven Biyakov. But it's more than that, it's the Inyan of being Shaykh to a Tzibur. It's that you Taka living for a Tzibur. You have Yidden that are into everything for themselves, and then you have a Yid versus Be'emes. He's for the other person, for the Tzibur, for another Yochid. So I heard once, they say that the Oilam Hazeh is like a very expensive hotel. You're here for a shtick zeit. Aber you have to pay. You're going to have to foot the bill at the end for the whatever you achal, the shasa, the lawn, whatever. If it's an expensive hotel. But you have sometimes a person, he doesn't foot the bill. He's on a business trip. The company's covering everything. As misfazich, then you foot the bill at the end, and the bill is sent to you. As du bist far klal Yisrael, the Eibishter foots the bill. It's another tzugang. Kulchem. Atem itzovem ayoim, kulchem. Someone that's up a kulchem dike madrega, er is a klal Yisrael yid. And everyone can be a klal Yisrael yid. Whether it's chesed in learning, chesed in other, of not being only in your own dalarams. There's also the nekuda mitzad the klal itself that it should be ba'achtos the medrash tanchuma af an orat here atan nitzavim ayoyin. It brings a mussel atan nitzavim aber emasai bezman shetiyu kulchem aguda achas shenem rachayim kulchem ayoyin v'noyim shebe'oilom. If a person takes an aguda shel kanim shema yuchal l'shabram, if you take reeds but you turned it into a huge thick bundle of reeds, anyone is able to break it, to crack a huge bundle of reeds, to rip apart a phone book. But if it's one reed, kona achas, one at a time, the kal yochel l'shabram. But when it's kulam aguda achas kulchem mi yochel l'shabram kach and it's mamshich on klal yisro sheyasu atzmam agudois medrash tamchum afanor. So that's what we're saying here in the pasuk here, side to the union of Rosh Hashanah, which we said is hayoyin. It's atem nitzovem, which is toira kulchem shusarabim, and there's another part, the hemshich pasuk lefnei Hashem alekeichem. Lifnei Hashem Aleikeichem is his battles to the Rabbeinu Shalom. His battles to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We say in Slichas, V'solachta la'avoyneinu ki rav hu. B'emes, it's a takeoff of a pasuk in Tehillim. V'solachta la'avoyni ki rav hu. Rashi over there says, ki rav hu is going on to Rabbeinu Shalom. V'solachta la'avoyni ki rav hu. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is gross. And if a person is makir that the Rabbeinu Shalom is gross, I can famogen on zur khatoy moyfet. Vi so lacht la voyni far vos ki rav va der bunish lemes grois. Ze khidish, ze shtein rashi in tem. Ki rav va der bunish lemes grois. That could be. In slichas, there's a whole, we say ashrei, when ashrei, a kaddish, and then it starts like the same way a tefillah starts with ashrei and kaddish, and then we start the tefillah. The ikar avada, the ikar is the yud gimel midos. Over the, there's a big arichas, the tefillah, shemei a tefillah, if you go through it, it's the ikar talking about shvachim to the godless of the rabbanish level. And Ken Zayin, it's a worthy hakdoma and roi that's the tzura how the slichas is. When you're coming to ask v'solachtu la'avoyni, the first thing you want to shtelavek is ki ravu. So there's a big arichos of divrei shevach to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Megadol Zayin, gadlus haboirei, and then v'solachtu la'avoyni ki ravu. So that's another nekuda to realize a person. The pasuk says, me'ayin yovei ezri, right? Esa einay elaharim. A person looks, he has chatoyim that are as big as a har. What's the eitzah me'ayin yavi? As you make yourself ka'ayin u ka'efes l'umas to Rabbeinu Shalom. His batlas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It says, v'chanoisi eish asher ochoim v'richamti eish asher rachem. We say it in Slichas, it's Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. V'chanoisi eish asher ochoim v'richamti eish asher rachem. There's a medrash over there, Kisisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was going up there by the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But Oysa Shoher Olay HaKadosh Baruch was called Oitzrus. The Rabbeinu Shloilam was showing Moshe Rabbeinu all the different Oitzrus. And he showed him an Oitzer Echad. And he says, what's this Oitzer? This is Lamisha Lama Toira. And he shows him a different Oitzer. He says, Zeh Lamisha Magadol Yosem Atoich Beisai. A different Oitzer. Zeh Lamisha Hispalel. Different Oitzrus. Ro Oitzer Godol. He saw a very big Oitzer, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Oitzer Zu Lami. Omalay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemisha Yeshloi, that he has chusim, ani noisim loy mischara. Lemisha Einloi, ani noisim loy matnas chinam. Shenema vachanoisim yisasher ochayim, vericham yisasher rachim. This was the oitzer godol. Maybe a lot of people, it's a big oitzer, but a lot of little small matonis. A lot of people are on the list for that oitzer. Ken zayin. Over the Shem Yishmul says pshat. Misha Yeshloi, someone that walks around thinking, succumbed me here, I did, I accomplished. Okay, noisim loy mischara. Misha Einloi, someone who's makir, and he realizes that it's kedal u'mukhuroshim, then v'chanoisi sharochin. A person is makir, the matzav where he's holding, then it's v'chanoisi sharochin. And I heard over this vart, it's a very chiddush to understand, to be mizboinen. But we say, k'dalu mukhiroshim dafakim hilasecha. It's an avoidant to work on this nakuda. The oystrik of the vart was that a person goes through to Rosh Hashanah and he takes stock of the situation. He says, "Nu, I have a wife and a few kids and a job and a matziv and a chavrusa and a gewisse steig in my avoid in ruchnius. Rabbi Shmuel be'ezra Hashem next year. That's the matziv. Machnish kalya efshe zol zayin abisul besser and halavai baiter." And the emes is as his nishtaza. Kedalim uchiroshim dafachim delasecha. Hayoyim haras oylam. It starts from scratch. Ein lecha loy isha v'loy yiladim v'loy bayis v'loy avoyda v'loy pranasa v'loy aliyah. You're starting again from scratch. Now, it's interesting. It's very hard to talk. Their hair is ad hasoif, because the mice, you come to Gedalia, it's the same house, the same wife, the same kid. That's but there's a gewisset sugang of realizing that it's kedalim uchiroshim, and then it's l'misha ein loy, the Rabbi Nishloilim says, misha yesh loy, nishloy loy nishloy, misha ein loy, v'chanois yish asher ochen. So that's another eitz over here, that if it's l'fnei Hashem alekeichem, a person is totally misbattled himself, l'fnei Hashem alekeichem, that's another schus in that you have hiskul moishe lefaisam, and we can understand what Rosh Hashanah is. This is a bissel from the Erste Pasuk over here. The Maisa come to Rosh Hashanah, and there's asach in Yonim, and it's taka Ernste tag that a person has to chaparayim, and to work on malchis, and shuva also, mistama is kedai, not to wait. Till Aser Simei Tshuva, until the Slich of Yom Kippur. Kedai to Arbat and Shoin in Tavshanayin Beis after Tshuva. There's a lot to do. Oibis is dot site. Oibis is dot. We can learn it oichet. Abyssal Rosh Hashanah. Oibis is dot site. It's a lot to do. Of course, that's the point. Sudas also. Oibis is dot site. Stam, to wissen that in the Rosh Hashanah, Ganze Masechta, this Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, aber the Iker, it's Kedai. Daf Tezayin, Daf Yudzayin is the Sugya of the Gimel Sforum, the Tocham of the Yom Adin. The Yom Adin, the Sugya, to learn about the Sugya, we're showing the Sugya over there is on Daf Yudzayin, Tezayin, Yudzayin. On Daf Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, you have the Sugya of Shofar. And the Sugya of Tkiyas, you have the Sugya of Tkiyas on Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. Is Kol Echad Bechad Mehem, is Mamash Yam. If there's time among the Malchis, and also the Chaparan Abyssal Maken, you have a Porteg. One nakuda, shetoyim zayin dinyan. There's a mitzvah eser deraisa of shofar. There's a shailim to rishonim whether the mitzvah is shmiya or the mitzvah is tekiya. And this shaila starts off already the rishonim by arichas handel mitzad what the nusach habracha is. There's many nafkiminas, but he's thought of what the nusach habracha is. The nusach habracha is shmoya koil shofar. That's talking about we know. Or Rabbi Natam, other rishonim held no. The mitzvah the bracha is al tekiya shofar or letkoya shofar. And it's telling whether the mitzvah is the shmiya or the tkiya. And there arise l'kan l'kan, abyssal on tapin. It's a mefurshi gemara hatekeh l'toich ha-borer, l'toich ha-dus. Someone is blowing for himself, not someone else. He's blowing for himself. And he's in a bar. The gemara says there's a problem. If it's in a bar, im kol ha-borer shom alo yotze. If you hear the echo, you're not yotze. You didn't hear the actual call of the tkiya. That's the tekeh alein. Ein l'charai godol nizeh, that the mitzvah is not just tkiya, the mitzvah is shmiya. If the mitzvah is just tkiya, then l'chayr he was tkiya, and afkamina, he heard the echo, but he did the ma'isa tkiya. Avar, the mitzvah is shmiya. Maybe the mitzvah is both. Could be. And if the mitzvah is both, how is everyone else who's not tkiya being yoytza with the mitzvah of being tkiya? Shlichus. Epsha shlichus. I don't know, I didn't see everyone was memanim a shliach. But shlichus epsha. Or Efshe Shemeya Ka'ayna, which is also very hard to understand. Shemeya Ka'ayna is by a dibur. Shemeya Ka'ayna, you know. I can maybe hear Shemeya Ka'ayna, everyone should hold the shofar, and then you still sue the Shemeya Ka'ayna. You have to know what the tzad is, but again, if the mitzvah is tekiya, it's an avoid of the achroinim to handle why everyone else is yoitza, either because of shlichus or Shemeya Ka'ayna. But again, from tekeya l'tai chabor, we prove that the mitzvah is not just tekiya. Because if the mitzvah is just tekiya, you are tekeya. Me'inuch isa. The raya that it's not just shmiya, because the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, if a chayr is shoyt of a cotton blows, you're not yoytza. Why not? You heard. Hazoy, they say, because a person can't be mighty you if he's a katan, kosher, ain't a bar chiyuva, can't be mighty someone else. What is mighty someone else? You'd be mighty yourself. You heard it call of a shayfer. The mamash be a machutzef. What if even a kaif would blow a shayfer? Or someone told me he has a plan. Everyone, it should be worked on with a computerized timing with a balloon gas that's going to blow perfect kias. He's going to have it timed all the different shittas he's able to have. Oh, but it's not a tekei of a bar chiyuva. But why do you need a tekei of a bar chiyuva if the mitzvah is shmiyah? Glad would be to say is that the mitzvah is both. The mitzvah is both. Ad kidei kach, the minchas chinach. The minchas chinach and mitzvah tov hei. He tells the vector, the tut stodim. He wants to know if you can split up the mitzvah. Maskim, he says, there's a mitzvah tekei and mitzvah shmiyah. But if someone was tekei al toich bor, maybe afterwards he should be able to be yoytza by hearing it from a cheresh yoytza v'kot. Because the tekiya, he was yoytza when he was tekei in the bor. He wasn't yoytza shmiyah because he heard a kol havara. Besides, afterwards he heard from a cheresh. Cheresh can't be yoytza him with the tekiya. He was already yoytza tekiya. He didn't. All he needs now is shmiyah. Lemaisim and chesrinach is mistapik in the season. Noita that not. It brings out the point of the lomdus over here that is the nidden of the tekiya, the nidden of the shmiyah. The Rambam in Shuva is mavur that he says the mitzvah is just shmiyah. And it's the Rambam going with Shitasei, the Rambam in Al-Chashayfi, Perak Aleph, Al-Chagimel, in Shofar HaGozel, which is a big sugya farzich, the Rambam ends up saying it's not a problem because Ein B'Koyl Din Gezel. The Shmiyah, the Shofar was stolen, but not the Shmiyah. The Koyl, Ein B'Koyl Din Gezel. Like the Rambam, that the Pashtas, it's only a mitzvah of Shmiyah, as I state in Tshuva, when Azoy is Mavir, because Ein B'Koyl Din Gezel. So it comes back to Kasha, if the mitzvah is just Shmiyah, why can't it be Yotze from a Cheir Shaita V'Katna? Be Gablozin, you heard it. So the Achronim deal with this, and Avnei Nezer wants to go with a Mahalach. He says, even though the mitzvah is just Shmiyah, but you have to do some sort of a Maisa. There has to be some sort of a Shaychus to you also, to get a Shaychus to the mitzvah. Other Achronim say there's a din of Lachem. And the Lachem doesn't mean in this case that you have to own it, but it has to be Dinah Tekiya. How is it yours? Hearing it passively doesn't make it yours yet. It became yours with the Lomdus of Shemei Ka'oina, or with Shlichus. Upon him, that's one Prat in a Yam of Sukhya Svasmakan uplearn. The deraisa is either Shmiyah or Tekiyah. I've learned up the Sugya, the answer to this Yaitza. The mitzvah is Shmiyah or Tekiyah. Over opportunity, I rang it in the Sugyas from Shmiyah, from Tekiyah, and all the different inyanim of Shofar. Everyone knows the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, Afal Pisha Tekiyah Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKosov Remez Yesh Bedovar Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem V'Nerdomem HaKitzu Mitar Medoiseichem V'Chipsu V'Maseichem V'Chizru B'Tshuva V'Zichru Barachem. Famous Rambam. Aber Rabbi Yisai, this Rambam is not an Hilchus Shofar. It's Moiridik. It's an Hilchus Tshuva. Peregimel Halacha Dalet. And listen to a Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva. Nochamo. Afal Pisha Tekiyah Shofar Barosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKosov Remez Yesh B'Dovar Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem. The Ikar of Shofar is not that Indian. The Ikar of Shofar is a Deraisa that we have to understand that will be Mekayim Zeris Melech. In some Sfarim state that Be'emes the Shofar is Ma'ir Kitrug. Be'emes it's Ma'ir Din. So why are we doing it? Because it's Zeris Melech. And that goof is Ma'ir Derachman, that Klal Yisrael is willing to take upon themselves and be Taikea, which is Ma'ir the Din. From them, the Hiriko Pneum we spoke before, from them come to Rachman. But the emes is that it's Gzeiris Melech. No, in Hilchus Tshuva, not in Hilchus Shofar. In Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam comes and says, Zoltevisen, Afal Pishik Gzeiris Melech, there's also a remez of Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem. And that's why we start already from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah is the Iker, and then in Aseres Yimei Tshuva already, there's no Tekiyas. In Aseres Yimei Tshuva already, we're not noyik to do Tekiyas because it's like an alarm clock, and it starts beeping slowly, and then Rosh Hashanah gives the Iker knack, if that didn't wake you up. So there's other avoidance in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but it's not Shofar anymore. That's the Seder of the Remez Yesh Bedover. The Emes this Yisoy, that it's Gzeiras HaKosov, it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer is Medayik from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, it says, Mipnei Ma Omra Toira Havu Oimer BaPesach. It's like the Gemara, because it's the Zman that it's Nidna the Tevuah. Mipnei Ma Omra Toira Havu Shtei Alechem Batzeres. It's like the Gemara, because it's the Zman of Peres Ha'ilon, that are Nidin Peres Ha'ilon. Mipnei Ma Omra Toira Nischu Mayim B'chag. Mipnei Shach B'chag Midoinu Alamayim. Continues the Gemara. Mipnei Ma Toikin B'Shoifar. All of a sudden the Gemara says, Mitnei ma toiken, loma toiken, harachmano, omra tirku, the Torah says. Loma mayriyan. All of a sudden, no hasberim. Rachmano, omra hayriyu. Gzeiris melechu. So to Gemara, no, what I meant to ask is, loma toiken, kishem yoishvim, the toikim kishem oimdim, and on that the Gemara says because they have arbivus of something that we are moisif extra tkiyas. Machlekes rishayim, which was the extra ones, the oilim, most rishayim go that the ones that we do before davening are the shehim yoshvin, and it's not the ikra ones, and the ikra ones are later. The balamolim sfakert yoshvin means when you're sitting during chazaras hashatz, as opposed to oimdim that they did it before. It's different shittas. Aber the Gemara is going on that, but it's interesting that the Gemara is going through the taimeim of the yamim toivim. Why would so shayfer osim and the imam shayfer? It's that same mishnah. They should nidoinim al tefu and nidoinim leirzel. They should nidoinim al adam. No, rachmana amartiku, rachmana amartiku. Because the ikar is taka to realize rachmana amartiku gzeiras melechu could because it's ma'or kitrig. But even without that, it's malchis, and that about the ikar of Rosh Hashanah is that it's malchis. It's a big machlokes rishonim, but this is how we paskin. It's interesting. In the nusach habracha by tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, you know, by all the yamim toivim, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And here we would say Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom Hazikaron, but we don't. We add in a few extra words. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom Hazikaron. Now we know that they say that in all the tefillahs, but the emes it's a machlokes rishonim. Like some rishonim by Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv, we just say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom Hazikaron. In Musif, where we know there are three extra brachas, Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shreifers, each one with 10 psukim, and then the chasima of Malchias is Melech al Kol Haaretz. The chasima of Zechroinus is Zoicher HaBris, then there's the chasima by Shreifers. So by Musif, where Malchias is added together with Kedushas Hayoin, so we say Melech al Kol Haaretz. Somehow it came, the Rishonim say, that's how we pass it, that Melech al Kol Haaretz got inserted into all the brachas, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Kiddush as well. Why? It's Kedushas Hayoyim, it's not Malchias. We're not saying the Psukkim of Malchias in Shachras and in Mincha. Or Bevaisto is that the Etzem Kedushas Hayoyim of Rosh Hashanah is Malchias. Lemoshul, there's a man, the Yomer, that they used to put Kedushas Hayoyim, it's Machlekes Tanoim, and Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Beis, Eichet HaSugya. That there's a man, the Yomer, that you would Kedushas Hayoyim with Zechroinus, meaning you would say the first three brachas in Esrei, then you would say Malchias by itself, and I'm assuming the Chasima was Melech al Kol Haaretz, then there was Zechroinus. And the bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Zoicher Habris Mekadosh Yisrael V'yayim Hazikaron. But according to us, you would say Zoicher Habris Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'yayim Hazikaron. Someone once told me a chiddush that according to that Tana, maybe the Iker theme of Rosh Hashanah is Zechroinus. Maybe by Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv also they would add Zoicher Habris. Lo Shamanu. I don't know. But Akoponim, we see over here that besides that, it's the Indian of Malchias, but it's also the Etzem Mahus of the day, because B'chayre, even in the other three. Even in the other three brachas, by Shachris, by Mincha, we also add in Melech al Kol Haaretz. That's a chelik of what we're adding in. Melech al Kol Haaretz. It's brought down in most of the new Machzorim, and it's kedai to speak out that Rav Sadia Goyim brings 10 in Yonin, what Shofar is. It's a coronation day, it's Tumim Oret Tshuva, Zeicha Fahar Sinai, Zeicha Tener Neviim, Zeicha Lechorbin, Zeicha Lakeda. To be Ma'orer, Charoda, Yoim Adin, Kibbutz Golias, Tchias Mason. Every one of these is an Inyan. There's a Kamen Yonim and Shofar. Kamen Yonim. The Torah brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Pehei that Shofar, the Inyan of Shofar, is because Shofar is Rosh Hatavis, ain't Satan ve'ain Pegara. Shofar is Rosh Hatavis, ain't Satan ve'ain Pegara. So the Taz asks, Shofar is ain't Satan ve'ain Pegara? Shofar is not a Shofar, it's Shofar. If anything, it's Satan ve'ein pegara. So the Taz says in the Chanami, it's Ma'orah Kitrig and Afal Pikein. Even though Satan, Abba ve'ein pegara. Correct the Chasam Sofer, how do you know it's ve'ein pegara? Maybe it's v'yesh pegara. How do you know? As they correct the Taz. And more of the Chasam Sofer, Sofer is a lot of times without a vav. And this Cheshbon, Sofer is without a vav. So the Chasam Sofer explains this Medrash, the first time from Medrash, he says it differently. He says, we know that the emes, what we're masking from the Akedah, is the Eish and the Efer of Akedah. And Eish and Efer, you have two Alephs. And the two Alephs, we mentioned in the beginning of this year, the two Alephs is the Rebbeinu Shloilem and Klal Yisroel. Because Aleph as one is the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and we said it has the Nekudas of 26, of Patach with a Tzeire, is 26. And that's Aleph, that's Hashem. And then there's the Eleph, the Shishim Riboy, Eleph of Klal Yisroel. When those two Alephs come together, that's the Chibur, that you have a relationship. You date a Shofar Taka with the Rebbeinu Shloilem. And then you have the two Alephs, and then you have the Shofar, so you have Eish and Efer. And Eish Efer is Ein Satan Ein Pegara. Without the Vav and with the Aleph, Ein Satan Ein Pegara. It's Shofar together with being Mechaber Klal Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a long davening on Rosh Hashanah, and it's an arbit. Some people are looking how many pages left. Aber it's an arbit to work on Malchus. To work on Malchus a little bit. And there's one inyan I want to speak out. It's a Shaila Be'emes. The Zohar says that a person is not supposed to ask for his own personal tzrachim on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be kulei Malchus. The Zohar says that someone that asks for his own prati sticket tzrachim on Rosh Hashanah is like a kelev that says hav hav. As I state, so brought down also from Rav Shmuel Shmelkin in Nicholsburg. He said a drasha 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, he got up, he said a drasha, quoted a pasuk in Eicha. Kol amon enochim mevakshim lechem. The ganze oilem is krechzing of a mevakshim lechem. They're asking for their own personal bread. Kol amon enochim of a mevakshim lechem. The next day, Vaitav, he wanted to speak about this Nekuda. He quotes a pasuk in Shmuel. Madua loy ba ben Yishai. This is Shaul is asking Yonason why David HaMelech didn't come to the Sudas Rosh Chodesh for 2 days in a row. And the lashon of the pasuk is Madua loy ba ben Yishai gam tamol gam ayoyim al alechem. Why didn't he come? And he made it with a derech drush. Madua loy ba ben Yishai favas Mashiach kum shenish gam tamol and gam yesterday was the first day of Rosh Hashanah gam ayoyim. And the answer is al halechem. Well, the oyim ganze zeit maklatzach after lechem. Maklatzach after lechem. We know that when a person by ayoy when the chazan says ayay. When the Chazan says Ayeh, a person has a right, an afsharis, to be mevakish either for Ruach HaKodesh, or for Parnosa, or for Bonim Tzadikim. Three options that a person could ask by Ayeh, when the Chazan is Mayrich ba'Ayeh. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zatzal, used to tell his children. I heard it from him. He used to say, I always asked for Banim Tzaddikim. I was Mavater on Parnosa, I was Mavater on Ruach HaKodesh. Alf Keseda by Ayay, I always chose Banim Tzaddikim. They should live up to it. He was money. But this is what you're allowed to ask by Ayay. So there was once a chassid, he came to his Rebbe, he said, he asked by Ayay for Parnosa, and I said, Nishki Ganyan. Didn't work. He tried, more than once, he tried Ayay, Parnosa, Nishki Ganyan. So the Rebbe told him, he says, you don't understand. There's a whole Seder Advarim over here by Rosh Hashanah. There's Hamelech, there's Brichas Kriyishma, there's Shemon Esri, there's Malchus. But by you, the Gantz Zah, Hamelech was Parnosa. And then Kriyishma was Parnosa. And the Shalish Brachas Rishoinis is Parnosa. By Aye, by the Parnosa. No, the Gantz Gamish says that. Hamelech is Hamelech, and Kriyishma is Kriyishma. And by Aye, there's a school of Meg, Betan of Parnosa. The Sfasemis writes that we have simonim, it's the Gemara in Hoirius, and in Krisus, a Gemara that there's a simonim on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, sin the milsa, there's certain acholim, a remez. But the Sfasemis says, he says, Vaistas, because the ikar on Rosh Hashanah is for ruchnis. The inyoni gashmias is we do with the remez. We make a simon. The avoidance at tefila is not for that. There's a remez also for the Gantz Olam has this einshtik remez. For the Onyon Elam Hazeh, we have Simna Milsa. But the Davin and Alein is Faruchnis. Now this is all true, and the Zohar says it's Hav Hav, but a person has to know Kol Echad Ve'Echad where he's holding, and the Iker is Oiskomen, Abyssal and Ernst the Davening, Abyssal and Ernst the Hakara, and if what it does it for the person, L'Choira, if what does it for a person is Atrachten, Av Egen is Achten, but Akoponim coming to the Hakara of that the Rabbeinu Shalom feared the Welt, Zal Zayin Chach be the Kelev Shoimer Hav Hav of the Zohar. We should be holding on such a Madrega that it should come out of Tefillah, Ritzini, and Ernst the Tefillah. We say by Avinu Malkeinu, we scream all the Avinu Malkeinus, and we're asking for Kol Minei Zachim. And the last Avinu Malkeinu, we say Ki Ein Banu Masem, Asayim on Tzedek of Achesed. So the minig is that one we say very low. The Magid used to shtel on it. The ganze zeit was screaming. We need. And then you go. It's like a mushel. He says you go to the store. I'm buying this, and you still go into the store. I want two yards of that, and two feet of that, and a couple of that, and a couple kilo of that. And then he says, you know, I don't have any cash. I'm asking for credit. And Azoy, it's right. The ganze avinu malkeinu. We come at the end. Oh, but could be the pshat is the avoid of avinu malkeinu. The avoid of avinu malkeinu is what we're speaking on now. Yeah, we're asking for kol minei zachim. the ikkar you're instilling in yourself. Avinu, Malkeinu, we have to come on to you for this, and we have to come on to you for this, and we have to come on to you for this. So Menzoy Chazayin Taka, Mamach Zayin Derabayin Shalom, Avinu, Malkeinu, so Zayin Chadish Emenu Kekeinu.